Welcome to the Jeff and Harris podcast. It's guaranteed to be a spectacular broadcast. We're just two guys with ideas on the mind. Just doing our part to save mankind. Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris podcast.
Podcast.
Jeff and Harris. Jeff and Harris. Jeff and Harris podcast.
Welcome.
What's up, everybody?
Oh, thought we were going for the unison welcome.
No,
there.
No, that was last week.
I was leaning back, and you had a. And you were kind of looking at me like we're like, let's do this.
No,
and
I was going for the classic, what's up? We're friends with the listeners now. This isn't like we're higher than them. It's like, hey, what's up, everybody? We're friends. But, I mean, we got a lot
now
of stuff.
Now I look like a mean guy.
Yeah, you are.
I'm sorry. Okay. What's up, everybody?
Yeah, all right. But, yeah, we got a lot of stuff to talk about, so let's get this show on the f***ing road.
We found a good beep sound effect, so we're swearing a lot more. It's f***ing awesome.
F***ing A. Now, I don't want to poke at this fire more than I have to.
There's a fire?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, the people need to know.
Can you let me know as well?
Of course. Okay. It's an argument that we've had since the first day we were born. It's been the feud of a lifetime, almost a family feud.
Yes.
I think you know what I'm talking about.
I think so.
It's the highly debated issue of ranch versus barbecue sauce. I can see that look in your eye. And that look says, Jeff, I love you, but right now I hate you.
Oh, I'm nodding.
Oh, yeah, nodding in agreement, I would assume. So, let's hear both cases here. Go.
Oh, my stance on barbecue sauce?
And ranch.
Well, what can I say? I just like barbecue sauce. I think it goes with a lot of stuff. And I just think ranch should stay with salads and vegetation.
I think
excluding potatoes, because that's gross.
I think that ranch has so much potential. Like, it can be used universally. It can be used on pizza. It can be used
no,
in salads.
No, it cannot be used on pizza. We helped my sister move the other day, and she cooked two pizzas, one of which was a regular real pizza, and one of them was a ranch pizza. I ate pizza that ranch pizza. I was done. I didn't even want to be a human being.
It ruined pizza for you.
I didn't even want to be a human being anymore.
Who are you to say that just... No, that's wrong. The rest of the world is wrong, and you're right. Who do you think you are?
I think I'm Andrew Harris.
Yeah, I know.
I know. That's the only thing I'm strong... That's the only thing I have
yeah,
strong
opinions
on.
Yeah, you get physically
on.
Angry about it. Like, I go and I dip a chicken finger in some ranch, and you have to look away.
No, I'll leave the room.
And you just get so physically angry about it. But I'm not done. It also goes on chicken fingers, sandwiches, especially subs. Delicious.
I agree. It can go on some sandwiches.
Yeah.
And that's because there's lettuce involved.
What if there's no lettuce on the sandwich?
Get off my sandwich.
And barbecue sauce, I think that stays in the area of barbecues. Like, in the name. In the name, it says barbecue sauce. It's
well,
barbecue,
if you're going
like,
by that logic, ranch should stay on the ranch.
No, it's rancher's choice. That's the full name. Ranch, out of all these ranchers...
Well, you're not a rancher.
They're very smart men. They went and said, this is our choice.
Yeah, well, those
this
are
this is our choice of sauce.
Those are ranchers.
Yeah, the most wise men. They're like the Jedi of the real world.
Okay.
And, I mean, my favorite particularly is Hidden Valley Ranch. They're saying ranch is so good, they had to hide that shit. It's not out in the open valley. Ranch is so good, they had to keep people away. They're like, this is a valley that no one knows about, where all the ranch is.
No.
Yeah, and it goes with french fries.
No, it doesn't.
If I was a cannibal, I'd dip a finger in there and just eat it.
One day as a child, a foolish child, we ordered, I think, chicken or something from the Kleinaboy store, and there was potato wedges.
Okay.
Oh, what's this? It's a little dipping sauce. What is this white stuff? I'll dip it in here. I'll take a bite. I'll throw up. I literally threw up because it tasted so bad together.
Must have
and
been
don't,
off.
And
must
I don't want people
off.
To get their
Did
wrong
you check the expiry
I do.
Date?
I like ranch. It no. It came in little.
I mean,
it came
I like
in
barbecue
one of those,
sauce.
It came in, but I like ranch. But I just it has its place. I put it on salads. It's my favorite salad dressing.
Oh, okay.
But I just think it belongs on salads. I'll dip my carrots in it. I'll dip celery in it, I guess, a broccoli or two. But that's it. That's it. Barbecue sauce wins. It goes on everything. Done.
Hey, no, stop. Don't use the communication static sound effect. This is not over. Just because you say it's done, it's not over. I think this is the first topic that's ever kind of overflowed from the sound effect that kind of cuts off. But yeah, this feud is bigger than that. It's bigger than the podcast. It's bigger than Earth. Earth is pretty big. It's bigger than the sun.
Oh, man.
I mean, I could keep going into bigger things, but we have to talk about this. I mean, okay, let's do a little one for one here, okay? Ranch has salads.
Barbecue sauce has steak.
Ranch has, any sort of vegetable that you eat kind of by itself, like little carrots and celery and stuff, you know what I mean?
Okay, barbecue sauce has french fries.
Whoa, back that up.
Barbecue sauce the only has on Earth who does french that. Fries. I bet someone else, so other people have to dip it in their fries.
No, I think if this is your only case, I'm sure you have more, but
this is
your second highest.
No, it's not my second highest, but I was just going to go for the dark horse early and steal it before you. Because this isn't going to go anywhere, because you're going to say something, and then I'm going to disagree with you and say, no, barbecue sauce is going to go on that.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, this is honestly, we're both too stubborn. I'll admit more people like ranch than barbecue sauce, but all those people are wrong, in my opinion, which is always correct. Thanks for listening. Please keep listening.
I'm just looking at the switch that we're afraid of.
Oh my god, you're not talking about Phantom, are you?
Yeah. For those who are unaware, aka everyone except us.
Yeah, I think.
On our soundboard, we have a little switch that just says Phantom. Like, it's next to the on and off switch. It just says Phantom.
We don't know what it does.
Sometimes we accidentally turn it on instead of the on switch, and then we're like, hey, switch that back to off, because we have no idea what happens.
What I assume happens is you turn it on, and once you start talking, a phantom just comes out of the mic and just grabs you, pulls you into another dimension.
Pulls you into the computer like Jumanji.
Pulls you into a sound dimension, and it's just awful. But
I'm afraid for everybody else who's listening. Like, I'm afraid Phantom's going to go through the microphones, go into the computer, and go into the old headphones, and into the people's heads, and I don't want to get emails about that.
Yeah.
This dream's an interesting one, because I'm pretty sure it was interrupted by a bathroom break, and then when I went back to sleep, and it just kept going.
That's like a, that'd be perfect.
It's a to be continued.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So did it say to be continued in?
In text at the bottom of my brain.
Yeah. So no, it's a valid question.
Okay, this is what went down.
Okay.
And it started off, I was in the car with my parents, and my parents were like, hey, we bought you a gift. We got you a drum kit. We know how much you want a drum kit. And I said, this is wonderful. But they said, it's going to make too much noise in the house.
Mm.
So we're going to take it over to some random guy's house, and you can play it there. And I said,
as most parents would.
I say, okay, that works for me. And she's like, oh, yeah, by the way, he's a teacher. He can give you lessons. And I was like, so bummed. I'm like, I don't need lessons. I can play the drums. So then I went there, and I was kind of bummed.
Which we should point out, you can't.
I can totally play the drums.
I've never seen you play.
It's because I don't have drums.
Yeah, true. Anyway.
So went over to this guy's house, and I brought some drumsticks. And they had like a counter there.
Are you any good?
What?
So are you any good?
I think I'm pretty good, actually.
Oh, all right.
So I'll show you sometime. It'll be great.
Yeah, well, we're just never in a place where you can just conveniently show me your skills.
Yeah. We need to go do a podcast from a music store or something.
Yeah.
Okay, back to the dream.
Okay.
So I go to the counter, and I'm like, I'm just going to check my drumsticks here because I don't want to bring them back and forth and stuff. So,
sorry.
I go to the counter.
I'm listening.
And I put my drumsticks on the counter, and they say, your tips are too small.
Oh, man.
Your tips are just way too small. You got to get new. I'm like, they're brand new. I haven't, worn them down or anything. She said, nope, tips are too small. So I was like, oh, darn, this sucks.
You never want your tip to be too small.
By the way, we're saying tips, T-I-P-S. So I go there, and then I leave, and We're driving in the car. We're driving by a bunch of garage sales, and apparently we stopped at one because there was a pair of pink gloves in the car, and I put them on, and they smelled terrible.
Those were mine.
They smelled absolutely terrible. And then my dad was like, oh, I'm going to get out here. And my mom was like, yeah, me too. And they just put cruise control on and just walked out of the car, and I'm still in the back seat. Mm-hmm. And so the car's going in cruise control, so I have to hop in the front seat and stop the car, and I stop the car at some sort of mall thing, what looks like a mall, and I go inside. It's a brainwashing facility. So I go inside.
Good by them to make disguise it as a mall.
People want to come in for their shopping needs. And
where's the slash?
They get brainwashed.
Sorry, I'm trying to text right now.
Yeah, this is really unprofessional.
Well, I'm listening.
I'm trying to tell my dream.
Yeah, I know, and I'm trying to text.
Okay, well, here, I'm just going to keep going.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, so I go into the mall thing, and there's a bunch of people in line to get brainwashed. And I was like, this is really terrible. I got to get out of here. And then I tried to get out, and they're like, uh-uh, you can't leave. And you suck for trying to leave. That's bad of you. And to punish me, they said I have to do a research essay, which is real punishment, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
I'm pretty sure I had this dream.
Interesting punishment.
Cruel and unusual.
At least you learned something.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure this dream happened while I had to do my final research essay for my English class.
How'd that go, by the way?
It went all right.
Okay.
I got a 67 on it or something. It was a really hard marker,
yeah,
the teacher.
Okay.
So...
Should probably get back to the dream. This segment's called Jeff's Dreams, not Jeff Marks. Even though I brought it up, I'm sorry. Continue. Brainwashing,
so
research essay.
They're like, you have to do a research essay. And I was like, well, I got to find secondary sources, so I have to leave here.
How hardcore are they about that?
They were like, okay. And by the way...
No internet or what?
No, it was just a blank white room with a bunch of people in it.
But were they letting you use internet or just
scholarly
journals?
No, they didn't really specify. Oh. But they gave me $4 to go find secondary sources.
Nice, that usually costs less than that.
Yeah, free from a library. So I leave and I come back with a piece of metal. And it is a...
Was that your secondary source?
No, it's my secondary ass-kicking weapon.
Oh, nice.
So it's a curved piece of metal in the shape of a C, but not a like perfectly curved C. It was like if you tried to make a C out of duct tape,
okay.
It was like kind of
a square,
jaggedy, cornered C.
Okay.
And it had two wheels on the bottom. And I just went in there, just started swinging, just started hitting people in the face with it.
The people who were brainwashing or just
the brainwashers, not the brainwashees? And everyone applauded me after when I finally hit the end guy, the last guy down an escalator. Yeah.
Jeez.
So, and then after that, I went to a baseball game with my dad.
Okay, which is, but you like baseball.
Yeah, baseball's pretty
fun. I
was
going to say it's weird, but you do like baseball.
Yeah,
so.
And so I went to a baseball game, and there was a table with a bunch of drinks on it, and there was a homeless guy sitting next to it, and he tried to steal a pitcher of grape juice, to which I beat the living hell out of him.
The end.
That's all that happened.
Vigilante justice there. You don't take my grape juice.
The thing when people talk to us about the podcast is they really like this segment on old TV shows like Street Sharks.
Yeah.
Like, people just say, hey man, I love the Street Sharks thing.
Yeah.
And so let's...
Like they love the Street Sharks thing or they just love the Street Sharks?
Or both. Us talking about them, just reminiscing and sparking their memory on a great archive in cartoon history.
Mm.
And I just want to bring up a couple more. Do you recall Biker Mice from Mars?
I recall it, but I didn't used to watch it a lot, so I don't know a lot about it. I had the toys.
I absolutely loved it so much when I was little, and I had all the toys and stuff, and I watched the show. I believe I had some books, too.
Mm.
They were very, very, very short, which made no sense, because they really watered it down to make them fit in, like, a 8-page book. So I
love it. It was a very vague book.
Oh, yeah. And what a strange... combination that show was. Biker Mice from Mars.
It combines everything a show needs.
Mice,
bikers, Mars.
Foreign planet.
Yeah.
And I know one guy was half mouse, half robot.
Trike riding rats from Venus didn't fare as well, because no one likes trikes.
So, and then there was the one guy, he was a mouse, he had a leather vest.
Yeah.
And he had sunglasses on. And I can't remember the third guy. Oh, nope, I do remember. His name was Vinny, and he was a white mouse.
Was he the big one with, like, a bionic eye?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And when I was little, I had these little tiny, like, kind of matchbox motorcycles of
them.
He's
holding his inch. His fingers are like an inch wide.
And I had those, and I was playing in the sink with them.
Still holding it up. Oh, it's smaller now, though. It's like a half inch now.
Okay.
Did it shrink in the sink?
I was...
You're doing all these visuals, but no one can see you doing them.
Well, I'm trying to explain it to you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I was playing with them in the sink. Kind of, it's like a bowl, you know, so you...
Yeah, yeah.
Up and down, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And I dropped one down the sink, and my parents talk about it to this day. I just came out of the bathroom screaming. I was just... And they're like, "Oh my God, what happened? Did you hurt yourself?" And I dropped Vinny down the drain, and I was just losing my mind, and I couldn't believe this was happening. And when my dad got, he's like, he got down on one knee and he said, "Son, did your biker mice from Mars have a helmet on?" And I said, "Yes, but it was attached." He said, "Did he have a tail?" And I said, "Yes, he did, Father." He just looked at me and shook his head. The tail didn't make it, and I was horrified. I was hurt, and I think I have some issues now because of this. I'm pretty sure I still have them, and I still have Tailless Vinny somewhere.
Oh, my.
And I think a show that was equally up to par.
Oh, we're moving on.
Oh, okay, we're moving on.
I thought we were having a heart-to-heart little...
I have released
emotional.
That baggage,
okay,
and we're moving on. Another great show, Gargoyles.
Mm. Excellent show.
Excellent show.
How can you go wrong with Goliath and the gang?
And Brooklyn and...
Luxembourg?
I don't know. I only remember Brooklyn
Luxembourg,
and Goliath. Goliath is the only one.
Bronx was the dog. Broadway was the fat guy who liked to eat. Brooklyn was the old guy.
I thought he was the little one.
No, Brooklyn was the old guy. That little green guy's name was Luxembourg or something.
Wait, wasn't Brooklyn the guy?
Lexington. It was Lexington, not Luxembourg. Luxembourg is a country in Europe. Lexington was the little guy who was good with computers.
Okay, there's always got to be
what
one
guy. What was the
guy
with the beak's name?
And my question is, why did none of them have names for a good 500 years? It was Goliath and then these other guys. Who are these guys?
Beaky, tiny, fatty, oldie.
Big dog. White eyes. But I don't think anything will beat, maybe the day my children are born, will be a better day than the day we found season one of two and Gargoyles in my basement.
No, not even that day. We'll look at your kids and go, you're nothing to seasons one.
Nothing like Goliath. But I mean, we came down here. We're like, what are these doing down here?
We said it in that tone of voice. We were that excited.
We're like, I don't know. Pop them in. And there was one person in particular.
Let's not name names, but I will. Michelle.
Yeah.
Who was not as down with Gargoyles as we were.
She wasn't down for one to parts 1 through 6 of The Awakening. The episodes were
it
called.
It took them a really long time to wake up.
Yeah. They had to do the whole thing where they moved the castle on top of a skyscraper.
Oh, yeah, because those of you who are not familiar with the background, the only way they could come back from being stone, because there was a curse put on them, is if the day the castle rose above the clouds and then Xanatos was like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Xanatos was the... Was the human guy.
Yeah, he was the...
Just rock that up on some helicopters and rope and just raise an entire castle above the clouds.
That worked out great.
Yep. Important news.
We have an event planned that will sweep the nation. The Jeff and Harris podcast is taking you on a journey. We were discussing it, and I believe, is the PGA Tour on right now? I think that's what sparked the whole thing.
It's always on. It's just the events are... We don't know a lot about golf.
All right.
Forgive
us. We were talking about the PGA Tour, and we said we could not do that whatsoever.
No, we
suck. Let's bring it down.
We're terrible at golf.
Let's bring it down junior size. We will be going on the MPGA Tour, the mini PGA Tour. I don't know what PGA.
It's Professional Golfers Association. We should probably change that, too.
Yeah, the Miniature Professional Golf Association. Well, we're going to be going around.
Sounds like something that would be on TLC.
I think anything with little people just gets thrown on TLC.
Yeah, anyway.
I think we'll hit up as many mini golf courses as we can, and we'll have a trophy, and we'll announce a winner, and we're going to just document it all. Video, pictures going to be available on Facebook.
There's going to be
a website.
Just someone drawing pictures.
We're going to have sweater vests. It's going to be great.
Yeah, we got to go to Valley Village.
We got to suit up for the MPGA Tour.
That's it. Episode's done. Turn off your iPod. Go do something else. I mean, check out our Facebook page. Email us. I don't care. See you later.